This is a Triple J podcast.
Hey, it's Dave Mark Hazy. Welcome to this special extra edition of the Hack Podcast. We're off the radio today, but we do have a pod for you. Because we've been talking about the rules of the internet this week, the responsibility of big social media platforms like Meta and X. It's all any politician in Australia is talking about because of the fight between Elon Musk and the eSafety Commissioner over that footage of a Sydney church stabbing from last week. Now, the eSafety Commissioner, Julian Mangrant, ordered X to remove footage, but instead X geo-blocked the content. The eSafety Commissioner says that doesn't go far enough, has ordered this stuff to come down. Elon Musk is claiming it's global censorship. What could this global content takedown order mean for the internet across the world, though? If we kind of zoom out for a bit and not focus just on Australia, but on everyone, I wanted to get into this, and someone who has been looking into it and the pros and cons is Dan Svantesson. Now, he's a professor specializing in internet law at Bond University, and he's with us now to chat. Dan, thank you very much for coming on Hack.
Thank you for having me.
Should Australian courts, in your opinion, have the right to decide what people in other countries see online?
It becomes complicated if we're talking about foreign citizens in a foreign country accessing information on a foreign platform. It's very hard to see how Australia has a right to have its law override what rights they might have under their local law. And of course, anytime that happens, we have to think about how would it work in reverse if a foreign country dictated what Australians can view in Australia.
That's an interesting point and one that you've been exploring. What could the unintended consequences of this be if it was reversed?
The reality is that if every country could enforce its law effectively, all of its laws to internet content, given the diversity of laws around the world and the different standards that each society sees as appropriate, we would end up a situation where nothing could go up safely online, right? Your holiday photos might very well be illegal in under the laws of some countries around the world. So the impact is massive if that's how it were to work.
So do you see Elon Musk potentially coming out on top in this battle with the Australian eSafety Commissioner?
I think it's very unfortunate that we ended up where we are today. I think that any platform, any mature and responsible platform in this situation in relation to this type of content that really has no free speech value at all, I think every platform should have responded responsibly and just removed the content. So it's unfortunate that this has now been framed as a free speech issue, because I don't think it is a free speech issue since there is no free speech value.
Interesting. I wanted to ask you about that because there, you know, are people out there saying this is censorship, that it goes way too far. Why do you think that there's no free speech element to this?
Well, I think there's no free speech element to this because there's no free speech value in the content. I think everyone understands that we need censorship in some way or for some types of content. We can just think of things like child abuse materials. A few people would argue that we need to allow that from some free speech angle. Or what about Elon Musk's credit card details? I'm sure that he would agree that we might not want that floating around on the internet, right? So there's always types of content that everyone generally can accept needs to be censored, if we want to use that word. And in fact, the platforms have been leading the way in relation to, for example, when revenge porn situations and been acting responsibly in a general sense. So the global takedown orders has a role to play. If it just can't become the sort of default position that we use for every type of violation of some law in some country.
You're listening to Hack. I'm Dave Mark Hazy. I'm speaking with Dan Svantesson, a professor in internet law at Bond University. We're speaking about the legal battle that's playing out between ex Elon Musk and Australia's eSafety Commission authorities there. Dan, I wanted to ask you where you think this is going to lead us. Like, what should the world be considering? Because I imagine there are countries watching this legal fight pretty intently, wanting to know how this is going to play out. Is it setting up some kind of discussion that we need to have about the rules around the global internet?
We certainly need a much broader and more productive discussion about how we regulate content online. And it needs to happen on an international level. And it needs to be a multi-stakeholder type discussion involving the platforms. The problem is X in this situation is sending all the wrong signals by refusing to remove content that I think even looking at their own internal policies, and certainly because they are attached to something called the Christchurch call that came about from the terrorist attack in 2019 in Christchurch, where governments and platforms collaborate against terrorist content. Given all those things, the right thing to do would have been for X just to delete this from the start and do so voluntarily, so we don't have to involve courts and cause all the issues that we're now facing.
Do you think that there could be a case where this emboldens other platforms if they see this and they see X potentially being successful? We don't know the outcome yet, but if they are, that maybe we could start to see some pushback from other platforms.
I don't think so when it comes to the other major platforms. There are certain platforms that already profile themselves as free speech focused above everything else. And they might continue doing so. But the big ones that we are used to dealing with, I think, have acted in the right way in this case and probably will stay on that course.
Is there any way you think this is going to play out, Dan? Can you look into your crystal ball and project what you think is going to happen in the next few weeks and months?
I am normally wrong when I look in my crystal ball, but if I were to try to make a bet here, I would say that it's likely that the court will go in the direction of what the eSafety Commissioner is requesting, because there have been some earlier cases in Australia where they've also gone for a global takedown orders. So I think that Australia will follow that, in my view, dangerous path.
Well, look, we appreciate you taking the time to speak with us on the Hack podcast. Dan Svantesson, a professor in internet law at Bond University, thank you very much for joining us on Hack.
Thank you very much.
Hack on Triple J.
And that is all we've got time for on this Hack podcast for now. I'll be back tomorrow with the shake-up. I'll catch you then. See ya.